Hey everyone, it's your girl Riley Hart here. Ready to dive into a topic that's near and dear to my heart? We're talking about self-care, but not just the bubble bath and face mask kind. I'm talking about something deeper. The art of prioritizing yourself, putting your own needs first like it's the most important thing in the world because, honey, it kinda is. You know that feeling when you're constantly running around, taking care of everyone else but forgetting to pour into your own cup? You're depleted, you're stressed, and let's be real, you're not exactly at your best. This isn't about being selfish, it's about recognizing that you can't truly show up for others if you haven't shown up for yourself first. So, how do we actually make this happen? Let's break it down into some juicy takeaways. Firstly, understanding what prioritizing yourself even means is key. It's not just about carving out an hour for a mani-pedi, though that's awesome. It's about making conscious decisions throughout your day that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Saying no to extra commitments when you're already stretched thin? That's prioritizing yourself. Taking time for activities that bring you joy, even if it's just 15 minutes of reading or a walk in nature? Another win. Second, let's talk about identifying your non-negotiables. What are those things that absolutely must happen for you to feel balanced and energized? Maybe it's getting 8 hours of sleep, having a healthy breakfast, or dedicating time to creative pursuits. Figure out what fuels your fire and make those activities part of your daily routine, just like brushing your teeth. Third, ditch the guilt. I know, it feels weird saying, no, sometimes, but trust me, you're not letting anyone down by putting yourself first. You deserve to have your needs met, too. Think of it this way. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're running on fumes, how are you going to be the best friend, partner, colleague, or parent you can be? Now, let's talk about setting boundaries. Boundaries are your superpower. They define what's acceptable and what's not in your life. It could be saying no to social events that drain your energy, communicating your need for alone time, or even establishing clear expectations at work. Remember, strong boundaries protect your well-being and allow you to show up authentically. And lastly, remember to celebrate your wins. Every time you prioritize yourself, every time you say no when you need to, every time you make a conscious decision to nourish your soul, that's a victory worth celebrating. Give yourself credit for taking care of you. Think about that time when you were juggling too many things and completely burned out. Did you feel resentful? Did you lash out at loved ones? Or maybe you just felt totally drained and uninspired. I bet you wished you had prioritized yourself back then. Here's a scenario. Imagine your best friend is going through a rough patch, and they constantly call you to vent, needing your support. While you want to be there for them, taking every call and giving endless advice can leave you feeling emotionally drained. It's important to be supportive, but it's also okay to set boundaries. Maybe say, hey, I'm here for you, but I also need some time to recharge myself right now. Suggest a specific time to connect later or offer alternative support like sending a thoughtful text instead of hopping on a call every time they need to vent. So, remember, prioritizing yourself isn't about being selfish, it's about creating space for the best version of you. When you take care of your needs, you have more energy, creativity, and compassion to give to everyone else in your life. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Let's recap. First, understand what prioritizing yourself truly means. Making conscious decisions throughout your day that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Second, identify your non-negotiables. Those things that absolutely must happen for you to feel balanced and energized. Third, ditch the guilt. You deserve to have your needs met, too. Fourth, set boundaries. They protect your well-being and allow you to show up authentically. And lastly, celebrate your wins. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you prioritize yourself? What are some small changes you can make today to put yourself first? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily for more daily doses of inspiration and empowerment. Until next time, remember, you are worthy, you are powerful, and you deserve all the good things life has to offer.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.